Hey, my loves, welcome to the library. Don't speak too loud. This is a space where I have collated some of the most juiciest, beautiful books that I have read that have helped me to recalibrate my mindset, my wealth identity, to immerse in other people's languages. Some are feminine, some are masculine. When we've been growing up around people who have limited mindsets or are locked in that cold hard cash mentality, it's very hard for us to know what is different. Our mind wants to seek what it knows. So it's really important to be around other people who know what it is to have wealth, who know what it is to do it differently, not just in an action point of view, but the being, the embodiment, the thinking, the words. And when you start to notice that you read these books or listen to these books on audio, there is a theme, and they all think the same. And it's going to be different to what you grew up with. It's going to be different to what's there in the mainstream. Mainstream wants to tell you money's bad and money's cold and it's hard and it's a struggle and you haven't got enough, blah, 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 blah. But when you shift your perception, you start to be aware that there are lots and lots of people who are living a very different experience with wealth, who have a warm and loving experience with wealth, who have an overflow with wealth, who aren't having to hustle and push and struggle and fight them. Not doing that. They've unlocked the secrets, the keys, the unfolding. And yes, it does come down to a quantum understanding that what you think is what you create. So you're here in the right space, and these are the best books that I've read. Some of them are practical. The later ones are like Profit First, very useful if you have your own business. Some of them are, I would suggest reading other books before you read, like a pocket full of a happy pocket full of money. Which is quite in, it's quite dense and intense. I found listening to the modern version of Think and Grow Rich was very good. And don't get too knotted about perceptions. You know, that was written in 1928 or something like that. So there are other amazing books that I will add. I've read so many books about it as well. So I would just, you know, use this as a resource. Start at the top if you want to. The beautiful books at the top by women who are talking about money. Go to the ones that you're really called to. Listen to your own soul. The Abraham Hicks books and any of their series is pretty amazing. The Rich Dad Poor Dad books are brilliant for having not only a different mindset about money, but understanding a bit more how to manage money. And it doesn't matter where you are, even though he's based in the US. But all these books are based on Amazon, and most of them you can get in either Kindle, paperback, and audio. And of course, on this list is my own book, The Big Book of Love. And it is the foundation of all my work. So I would absolutely recommend, if you haven't read it, to read it. You can listen to the audio, you can listen to the Kindle, but I truly do believe the joy of having a really good book when you're learning something is to write notes. You know, write in the book. And also my Big Book of Love, I do recommend that you read it because it's so filled with energy. I've had many people say to me, I've read this like 8 times and I saw something I never did, or they read the book, you know, many times and then they listened to the audible when it came out and they were like, oh my God, I never heard that before. Because you only receive 20% of what you're reading, 20% of what you're learning, you must rinse and repeat. So don't be afraid to go back and listen to things and redo them, no matter how bright you are, how intelligent you are, because our brains do only absorb a certain amount. So enjoy this space, use it as you will. I will continuously add new books and content in here because I think it's so important, just like my Spotify music, to have a collective of people saying things, different voices. You know, I've had people say that they've read other people's books that I've directed them and go, that's exactly what you say in your book, Joe, but they just said it in a man's voice, or they said it with a slight twist, but they can hear me all the way through it too. So, you know, be aware of that. There's going to be themes and conversations. So enjoy this space, and I'm sending you much love.